Good afternoon. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. A couple of years back, I got a Memento Mori calendar. Not familiar with these. It's just a big page full of boxes. And each box is supposed to represent a week of your life. You gradually check off the boxes or fill in the boxes. And of course, even when I first got it, it assumes a life of 80 years, and I was over 40 when I got it. So more than half my boxes were already filled in. But that's kind of the point, right? The whole point of it is to keep in mind you've only got so much time. And to, just have a practical matter of planning for averages, you can assume you have 80 years. And I've been checking off the boxes, but it hasn't really brought me where I wanted it to. At least not yet. I'd say useful, but there's a notion for samurai to behave as if you're already dead, or to think as if you're already dead. And if you can convince yourself of that, if you internalize it, it's as if you're already dead. You know for certain you're already dead. And the only thing left is to act as honorably as possible until your body actually stops moving. If you can actually convince yourself of that, that would likely add something to your action. Add some intensity to your action. Add something like fearlessness to your action. I'm also reading one of the Carlos Castaneda books, Journey to Eastland. I think it's the third book. And in the book, Don Juan says to Carlos Castaneda that he behaves as if he has too much time. And Don Juan reminds him, you can die at any moment. Any of us can die at any time. And you behave timidly because you think you have plenty of time, but you don't. Then Don Juan says, there's something magical about an action performed as if it is the last action that person will perform in life. As if it's the last thing they'll do while they're still alive. And I'm thinking of this, and I'm wanting to bring some of this into everything I do. To test it out, we'll see how it goes. Memento Mori didn't work quite as well as I wanted it to. I tried to get more samurai mindset built in with martial arts. Maybe I got some of it, not as much as I wanted. But to perform everything as if it's the last thing you're going to do. All the little acts you perform during the day, little bits of exercise, cleaning things up, your work, your time with family, your time with friends. What would it be like if you knew this is all you had? You had this moment and that's it. And not what would you do, as in go and throw a party or anything like that, eat a ton of cake. What would you do if you are going to continue doing what you're doing right now, or whatever it is you're doing normally throughout the day, but you chose to do that as if it was the last thing you could ever do? I'm hoping I'll let go of a lot of internal grumbling about the things that aren't my favorite things. And I'm hoping I will perform things a little bit more completely. Pour myself onto it a little bit more than I have. If you were to jump in on this, what would that be like for you? How would your life be changed if you chose to act as if this is the last act you will ever take? Let me know how it goes for you. I'll let you know how it goes for me. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. We'll talk again soon.